Welcome to episode 15 of FML FPL. I'm Alon.
I am Walsh.
And?
I am producer Nate.
Special guest producer Nate. Yes, okay. On this app, we'll be covering the usual. We got a Nate rate my team, producer Nate rate my team. Go over what the fuck happened last game week, which was like a year ago. I don't even know. Captain's clean sheets for upcoming game week 13. And then Walsh and I cover our teams.
Yeah, and shout out to new FML FPL league leader Toby Keel, aka Cleveland Steamers, defeated Mitchell Bathurst this week.
Yeah, I noticed he used his bench boost. Like, I wonder if he used it just so he could get top to get shouted out.
I hope not.
Either way, it's a bad decision, but I'm happy to have you.
Yeah. But anyway, let's get on to Nate's team. All right, so Nate, you have two frees in the bank. You are ranked at 80,000. Your keepers are Lloris and Elliot, and then your defense is Bellerin, Funes Mori, Phil Jones, Philip Volscheid, and Simpson.
Yeah.
So what a fucking masterstroke starting Elliot last week. Got your fucking 10 spot.
Yeah, fucking.
Well, he was kind of injured, so I figured I'd go for it. If he didn't play, then I had Lloris back up.
Yeah, that's fair. He's not going to keep it clean against Arsenal.
Yep.
Like what it. About your defense, Nate? What are you feeling? Are you happy, or do you have a Phil Jones-sized hole that you need to address?
I love Volscheid. I hate everyone else.
Dude, Volscheid. Stoke has four cleans, last five. Nate's the only person on earth who picked up on that.
Everyone underestimated Shawcross coming back.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
I had Volscheid last year, though, and I fucking wanted to kill him so much all the time.
It was his first year in the league last year.
Yeah, he let me know all about it by getting no cleans and getting dropped, like, immediately.
Yeah. What are you going to do about Phil Jones? He's got to go.
Yeah, got it. I think probably both transfers will be defense.
Oh, okay. Really? I like it. Let's move forward.
You have Alexis, De Bruyne, Mane, Barkley, Yanem Vila, because you love getting those penalty, no points for penalties given. And then Kane, Lukaku, and Vardy up top. So, yeah, I mean, there's nothing to do there, right?
That's just great.
I don't like Barkley. And I know you guys have talked about it a lot, but...
Yeah, I mean, I have him too. Yeah. I wish I didn't fucking have him. I wish I had fucking De La Feu as much as I hate that little shit.
Yeah, Barkley's like a deep possession midfielder. He's rarely attacking.
I know, and I feel like that's different than last year, but maybe I'm just misremembering.
No, like, but the fucking, that's bullshit, though, because he gets forward, like, he gets around, they're attacking, like, he's part of their build-up. He's just not
finishing. Just hasn't been lately, but exactly, he's been part of the build-up. He hasn't been, like, top of the box, like, I'm going to score a worldie, Barkley.
Yeah, it's been a couple months since
he's been good. I think he's important to the team, but...
Oh, yeah.
He's not, like, taking people on, taking a lot of shots, and...
It's all I could give two fucks if you're good in real life. We're here talking about FPL, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So
what do you think?
But yeah, the forward line is perfect.
Yeah, forward line. I don't want to touch yet. Until Aguero, I guess.
Yeah.
But, your forward line
I guess Jones is priority. Don't really know where to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I wish. Yeah, 0.2 in the bank would be tough to get like Smalling. You could go Rojo.
Yeah, but even that, he can't afford.
Isn't he just 0.2? Oh, he went up.
Yeah, he's 5.5 now. I don't know. I mean, as much as Everton's fixtures are good, their defense looks like shit. I don't mind downgrading Funes Mori. Like, could you do Funes Mori and Phil Jones to Bertrand and Rojo?
Yeah, probably. Because Funes is pretty...
He's 5.5, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, he's 5.5.
That seems good.
That's a sound move. So that'd it'd be Funes amazing, direct to Rojo. He's the same price, and then...
Yeah.
Phil Jones, right?
Yeah, Phil Jones, Bertrand's just like a 0.1 difference or something.
That looks pretty good. If Rojo
that would be nice.
Is Rojo nailed, though?
He should be. They're so fucking hurt.
Yeah. He's been really good, too, and they've done is kept clean, so. They have four fucking cleans in a row.
Fucking Stoke. They never keep cleans. How are they doing this?
I don't know.
It's Stoke. Obviously, Stoke
I brought in Cameron on my wild card that did not pay any dividends.
Wrong Stoke defender, Alon.
Yeah, wrong fucking oversized fuck.
You should have brought in Glenner.
Yeah, fuck.
He has like his little afro. He's so fucking weird looking.
I know. Yeah. I like him. I hate a man like him.
Yeah. All right, so anything else on your team, Nate, before we move on to what the fuck?
I want Lenzini.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But
you mentioned him in our text thread.
Yeah, I tried to get him instead of Mvila when I wildcarded. But
I
waited too long and like someone went up by 0.1.
I remember you texting us that.
It's horrible.
I was also so strongly trying to be the proponent of you not getting him.
Well, yeah, but imagine if you had gotten him.
Now he's like the main dude now.
That you would have benched him, or you would have benched one of your forwards, and it would have been a nightmare.
Or I'd have benched Barkley.
Yeah.
Well, now you would, but I'm saying you would have missed.
He would points, have benched.
You could do Barkley to Lanzini and keep Funes and just upgrade Phil Jones.
Yeah, you could easily do that. Yeah.
Yeah, or actually, cheap as hell.
Yeah.
You could go fucking Smalling.
Smalling.
Smalling for Jones and Lanzini and for Barkley. I'm still not there with Lanzini. Like, I don't think he should be relied upon as a 3-4-3 midfielder at all.
Yeah, it's a little scary.
Yeah.
And I have to admit, I haven't looked at his stats or anything, but God, that finish was so fucking nice.
No, stats are okay, but it's just like they're going to be having no Paille forever, and like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Still
is that going to make him more involved or less? Like, are they just going
to
suck?
I think they're going to just start being bad again, like I'm used to.
Yeah, I mean, he's by far their most important player, probably, so.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens with them. But yeah, but before that, are you happy with your 80K right now, Nate? Like, how do you feel about your season so far?
Mm-hmm.
Started off really well. Last week was pretty solid. The last few weeks before that were terrible. So I'm fighting back.
Okay. Well, I mean, your wild card is a little boost, right?
It was Well, the first week of it was not.
No, but the second week was good.
Like, Bellerin got injured. And, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he's, like, not even close to being back.
But
no, wait. I saw he's in training today.
But he's not. He's still a couple weeks out.
Really?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I had no idea. I thought he was going to be back after the internationals for sure.
Yeah. No, we're going to get Ramsey and Ox back before him.
Wow, really?
Oh, fuck.
Ramsey? I fucking forgot it.
Nate's our Arsenal insider, by the way, for those of you who don't know, which is nobody, obviously.
We're going to talk so much about Arsenal later. It's going to be great. Okay, so yeah, that's a problem. And if with Bellerin out, it's like I want you to make more transfers to defense, like even more.
Yeah. Yeah, and for leave Barkley.
But Simpson has Newcastle, so you could start him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're not going to keep a clean sheet, but it's still like you feel good about it.
I guess, yeah.
It feels like you're making a not horrible decision.
But it's horrible.
But it's bad.
Okay, so let's move on, Nate, are you satisfied?
I mean, we have to address Payet, even though most people have probably already made their move.
Yeah. No, I mean, Payet's death should be the topic of the pod.
Yeah, I mean, like, one thing that we can immediately throw out the window is that when you're red flagged and injured and dead, you still lose value because he's dropped 0.2 and I haven't transferred him out yet.
Has he really?
So that's
already
a nightmare. Yeah, he dropped 0.2. He's 8.1.
He's almost back to 8.
Yeah.
That's not great for you, Alon.
That's horrible for me. I was like banking on that rumor because it seemed to be true. Like, Aguero didn't drop that much, right? And like Jags and drop. I don't know what's going on.
I don't understand the prices. It's just I haven't checked all break because I'm just like switched off. I don't even give a shit.
Yeah, Jags is still 5-3. Like, why isn't he fucking 5?
Aguero dropped 0.2, but over 4 weeks.
Right, Paya dropped 0.2 over like four days.
Like 1 week. Yeah.
I mean, Jags didn't drop because no one fucking has him.
Except me.
Except for you. So. Before we go, but again, it's with Paye replacements, it's hand in hand with Aguero because he's coming back. Yeah. So you have to look at your team structure and say, like, okay, can I afford a like for like? Can I afford a little upgrade or do I have to downgrade massively? It's tough.
Yeah, exactly.
But someone I've been very fond of, and I guess this is missed time, but I'm feeling like Eric Lamela is going to be in my team really soon.
Whoa.
Yeah,
I'm getting insane.
I'm getting the feels for Lamela. I've been like looking at him, just like playing with him and putting his name in my thing to just look at him, and I like it.
Oh my God, that is fucking mental.
I think it's coming soon.
You don't think Dembele over him?
Yeah, Dembele, I like that shout a lot.
Fuck Dembele. He's going to be benched for Son. You know that
he's playing number 10. I don't know.
Not for long.
He's not going to get benched.
Yeah, he's going to get benched for Son.
I don't know.
Dude,
I
he's think not, he's not Argentinian like Lamella, so he's not nailed to a post and going to play every game, so it doesn't matter.
That's pretty fair, but he's been really fucking good. I had my eye on him a little bit.
He has been good, but Lamella, he excites me in a way that most footballers don't.
And after all, this is fantasy, so we're looking for that excitement. Yeah. We're looking for the nipple tinglers.
Yeah, I want to be fantastically fantasizing about all the fantasy things.
Good. I'm happy that you're getting
I was looking at him more seriously. Like, his stats aren't like outstanding. They're not bad, but like, he's just like a fucking crazy fuck. He has a little mohawk. Yeah. Like, he's starting to dive in on crazy tackles, like going crazy a little bit, and could be fun. I think it's gonna be fun. I'm gonna get him soon.
It's gonna be such a train wreck. I really hope you don't get him.
It's gonna be like when I got Zaha last year, and I had like.
He's just gonna get a yellow card every game because now he's crazy.
Yeah. And then that's it. And he's banned this week. That's why it's like mistimed, because he's banned because of all the yellow.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's good.
All right. Someone else take a turn.
Yeah, I mean, if we're talking punts, I mean, we might as well continue with punts. And I had a little bit of interest in Jesse Lingard.
What is he, 4-5?
He's 4-5. He's $0 basically.
Yeah, he's free.
And he's looked their best attacker in the past like few weeks. Like whether he came on in sub or last week, he was fucking amazing.
But that's like saying you're the tallest midget in like midget land. It's like United. They suck.
Yeah, I know. It's so hard to like reason bringing in one of their attackers, but he's been like actually doing positive things, which is so rare for anyone on United. Like, he's going at people. He, like, had a penalty shout. He scored a beautiful goal. Like, I don't know.
Did you see LVG's press conference after when he was like, I told him in training to stop and shoot. He's like, control the ball and shoot. Like, he's just taking credit
totally
for his goal.
I totally didn't see that. I need to watch that after.
Amazing.
Yeah. I don't know. The obvious shouts that everyone's talking about are Ozil, obviously, if you have the funds. Yeah. He's gone up again. He's like 8-9 now.
What about Tadic? I feel like Tadic doesn't get enough attention.
Yeah, I was thinking about Tadic because he's been good. He's been returning regularly, but like he still doesn't have the good underlying stats. I'm kind of torn up on him. I can't really get a read. I don't know.
His stats are like, the thing is I'm always looking at, like, I took Mane on my wild card some weeks back over Tadic, and that clearly was a mistake because I would have gotten more points now, but. His stats are okay, but they're not that good compared to, like, Mana in terms of just threat and, like, shots and shit. So it's a little annoying, but he's got pens.
But he's just got the quality.
Yeah, he's quality. He's got pens, and he's creating chances still, but they have some good fixtures coming up. And his price, like, around 7, there isn't much. Another person I was looking at also is Sigurdsson. I feel like he's going to start doing things.
Yeah, so everyone's just, like... Swansea's really fucked up right now.
I know, but their fixtures are good. They've been through a sort of tough spell, but...
Yeah, they were in a kind of tough spell.
I don't know. Siggy had a little pen for Iceland the other day. It got me thinking, and I was just looking at him a little more. I don't...
And he hit the post against Norwich, I think.
Yeah.
That's a good shout.
He could be good.
I mean, Wijnaldum, like... Everyone's, like, cooled on him after he hasn't scored 5 goals again.
Yeah, right.
But... His stats are still, like, really good. Like, tons of shots on target. He assisted in the last one, even though they got dominated. Like, he's still good in that 7 range.
Yeah, their fixtures are kind of strange because... I mean, they have Leicester at home, but then they have some toughish games coming up.
Yeah.
They're not bad, though. They're okay.
They're not bad. Yeah, they have some really good ones and some bad ones.
But it's tough when you see them get completely dominated by
Bournemouth. What the fuck was that?
So, like, that's also, like, well, if that's what they're doing against Bournemouth, then they're probably going to do worse against anyone else because Bournemouth are going to get relegated.
Yeah, like, what was that? What happened in that game? I don't understand.
I don't know. They won.
They're just not good.
Yeah, I guess they're just not good.
I think he would be a good shout, Wijnaldum, but, like, they've scored 13 goals as a team.
13?
Yeah, that's not a lot of goals.
He scored 6, which is, like, obviously a great percentage, but nobody else is going to help him out.
Yeah.
That's...
I have Mitrovic. He got me a little hockey assist, a little second assist on that one goal.
Dude, you
fucking dick.
Yeah, we need to talk about Mitrovic later.
We'll get there later on our teams. But yeah, I mean, Coutinho's a shout.
Coutinho, yeah. I mean, Firmino, thank God I didn't get him. Holy shit.
Yeah,
didn't. Eriksen also. I have fucking Eriksen's great. He almost scored like twice this weekend.
Yeah, he's always.
He looks like he's top notch. Yeah, he looks in the mood.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not.
I was wondering, Walsh, what do you think about any Palace mids? Because they have some really good fixtures coming up.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you that too.
Yeah, I mean, Kabay is clearly not going to be playing a number 10 this year, so he's not an option because he's on four yellow cards, so he's going to get a ban soon. And he's really just, he's maybe gets one decent scoring chance a game from open play, but other than that, he's just relying on pens. Like, his points are all pen related, and he's gotten, those games he's gotten pens, he's gotten max bonus. So his, like, total points is very high in, from midfield standards, but standings, but, like, he's not a good option. But,
yeah.
Bolasie is just still Bolasie from last year. Like, he's not finishing shit. He's playing striker sometimes, but Wickham's back, so he's not going to play striker anymore. But he's still not finishing shit. Like, that finish he had against you guys last weekend was just so lucky.
It was just fluky. Yeah, yeah, like, he just swung his leg at it.
Yeah, he could have easily shot that 50 yards into the atmosphere. Like, who knows where his balls go. And he's not really, like, attacking well and putting good crosses in this year like he was last year when he got all his assists, so... I don't think Blassie's a good chat at all. If I had to pick someone, I would pick Zaha.
Yeah. Because he has all the take-ons and everything, but he hasn't really produced any, like, goals. He had the first game of the season.
So. Yeah, no, and he probably won't because that's really, like, not his game. He just gets into the box and then tries to get a pen or just put a cross in. But, again, if I could save 0.5, 0.6 off Blassie, and I think he has a better chance of getting assists than Blassie does, and... Blassie's probably going to score 5 goals this year again because he can't fucking score. He sucks still. So I that's where I would go. But again, I mean, looking at it, I would rather have Lanzini. No question.
Right. Yeah, no, the only reason I was looking at them because they're like, they're next to home Sunderland, home Newcastle, and then they have some other decent ones down the road. But like, yeah, it's just so hard to like figure out what's happening there. And Saka's not nailed anymore. So.
No, he's so not nailed. And that, I'm honestly.
Are any of them?
Well, yeah, Kabay and Zaha and Bolasie are nailed, but...
I mean, of those three, like, Zaha, Saka, and Bolasie.
Saka's not nailed. The other two are nailed.
Saka's the only one not nailed, I think. Yeah, because punching and...
Yeah, Saka comes and goes. But the one thing, though, with Palace that will be interesting is to see how we look this weekend with Wickham because we haven't had a striker all year. So when we get a striker and we have an actual target man, we might go back to... having Bolasie and Zaha go wide and put crosses in, and we might have something.
Right.
I think Wickham is going to be a pick at some point this year because we have too much pace and too much fervor going forward. I think that he's going to emerge at some point as a budget
thing. I mean, early season, he was so good. Yeah. Like, his link-up and everything was, like, incredible. You guys looked like a different team. That's when you beat Chelsea and put up a good fight against Arsenal. That was with Wickham, but...
He just isn't good for FPL because he hasn't done anything for points, but he could.
Well, he could make Zaha good.
Yeah, he should, hopefully.
Yeah.
Like, give him something to play off of.
Yeah, if he just needs to learn how to fucking chest down, like Pele, just like Kabay throws it up, he just chests it down to Zaha, that would be perfect.
But, yeah, because, I mean, when
Zaha didn't have to beat, like, three guys, maybe he would score.
Yeah, totally.
Because when we've had Gale, we've just been so disjointed, it's just another... winger basically, and we don't have any power in midfield, like it's just a nightmare. But the other player I'm fucking dying to get back is Chamakh. How do you fucking Chamakh? Marlon.
Chamakh, yeah, I guess.
Chamakh. I used to say his name so easily, but I'm a little drunk, so I'm getting confused.
Chamakh, right?
Chamakh.
Chamakh. Or Chamakh. I don't know if it's hard or soft.
When you say Chamakh, it kind of sounds like a Michael Jackson lyric.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It sounds like a little soon, but I don't
Chamakh.
Know.
Chamakh?
I don't know, that guy with the hair, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's so good hair. Nate, you remember him from his Arsenal days. He's classy. He's really good. He misses 28 games a year.
Yeah. That's brutal.
Yeah. We'll see. But yeah, Palace are kind of a mess. But Dan keeps fucking scoring dongs, so that's great.
Yeah. Alright, let's move on. Should we talk about Alexis and Ozil?
Yeah, Nate, take us to town. So Alexis has been blanking his life away.
What do you want to know?
Alexis just can't score. What's going on?
Of course he can, but he needs to be rested.
Yeah, but that's never. And
everybody's been talking about, when is he gonna fucking get rested?
Never. Even that one game where he like didn't start this year, then after the game he was like running fucking sprints for an hour.
Right. Like he just needs like one game off, but Chile won't rest him because they're doing qualifiers.
Right.
So he played full 90. He's playing full 90 in both their games.
Did they play their second game yet?
Maybe we rest him against Zagreb.
Yeah, but that's a fucking must-win Champions
League. Wait, no, that's the most important game in your schedule.
But at the same time, we shouldn't need him, and we're already kind of out of it.
No,
so, fuck off.
Yeah, but that's like the attitude with everybody in Arsenal. Is like,
no, but if you beat Zagreb and beat Olympiakos, aren't you through?
No, you still need some help. You have to like
beat to beat Olympiakos by 2, I think.
If you can't,
but that's depending on what they do against Bayern, right?
No, I think it's irrespective.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it has to be.
But if you can't fucking beat Olympiakos by 2 goals, like that's...
Well, we couldn't. Well, we couldn't the first game.
I know, but like, what the fuck?
Yeah, let's fucking go.
Yeah,
dude.
Like, come
let's
on,
beat
Nate.
Them.
You're being so defeated.
We're not gonna rest him against West Brom.
Yeah, come on. You guys are fucking top of the table. Let's go or whatever.
But the chances just get better if we go out. Not that I want to, but.
Sounds like you want to. I'm getting upset.
Wow. Yeah, it sounds like you really want to.
No, of course I don't want to.
Nate wants full concentration on the league. We'll send a note to Arsene, get him going. But
I just think it's what's going to happen. I think he wants the league this year.
Yeah. Win the league then. All right, that's fine.
All right.
So is Ozil just going to keep getting an assist every game? How's that going to work?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I think, what is he on, 54 chances created? Yeah.
54
chances created. He's assisted 6 in 6, which is a record.
He hasn't blanked since the Chelsea red card game, so he basically hasn't blanked since even before then.
I mean, Ozil used to be the guy that he was good when everyone was good.
Mm-hmm.
he would like assist and be in the middle of everything when we were having good games, but now he's the guy that's a constant threat.
Right. Like, and then when you guys were bad, he would take all the blame, and now he's just like,
he's the match winner now. He's the game changer. Like,
yeah,
he's actually fucking focused.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I've seen a lot of people tweet about like looking into an Alexis to Ozil transfer. And I still just don't like the thing with Alexis is when he blanks, it's so annoying because you're like, I didn't even notice he was playing half the time because he's just out on the left. But he still gets, like, 3 shots in the box a game. Even when he fucking blanks, he's still, like, such a goal threat. And he scores in bunches. Like, I still think he's much more the must-own in FPL than Ozil, even though Ozil's just, like, in ridiculous.
I mean, you can cover Ozil's points a lot easier because he's getting, like, 7 and 8 pointers.
Right.
When Alexis shows up, he's getting 15 pointers. You can't cover that.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, it's the same exact thing last year with Alexis, though. It's like, he'll go on a spree, and then he'll blank for, like, 2 months. And then people start saying, okay, it's time to get rid. Like, I'll free up funds. Like, he's not doing that well. And then all of a sudden, he puts in, like, 6 goals in 4 games. But just, like, I don't know
how. He scores in bunches.
Yeah, that's just what he does.
I don't know how to deal with that, because it's just, like, you blindly just own him. And then when people get off the bandwagon, you're, like, hoping that happens almost. Because everyone competitive has him, right? So, like, you want him to almost blank a little bit. Everyone is in the same boat. They get rid, and then you still have him. And then he starts fucking scoring goals again. Like, I don't know what the proper route is.
Yeah, you
want to
play, like, long term.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, luckily, what the fuck we root for doesn't have any impact in real life. But I feel you. It's very frustrating. It's like... He's the type of guy you expect to blank, which is really weird to say about, like, the best midfielder in the league. And then, like, when he scores, it's just like, oh, okay, now he's a captaincy option, let's go. But, like, week to week, you kind of expect him to blank. I don't know.
I mean, he's not a captaincy option. But the other thing is with Alexis, when they have Giroud playing, like, he's so much worse.
Yep.
His numbers and
everything. Yeah, he's much better with,
They're just so much worse when Giroud's in. He just takes his space. He just can't. He's so small. He can't hide as well. Like, Drew is so attractive. It's just difficult.
Well, he's better when we play, like, with pace, counterattack.
Yeah.
With fast Thaya. Build up, you know? Yeah.
TBT those days.
But the thing with Ozil is he's good in both types of games.
Yeah, he's always good. He just can't score.
And he's better with Drew.
Yeah.
Or slightly better.
I feel like he's just with, always good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the set piece changes everything. We've been so much better on set pieces, and he's taking every single one of them.
Yeah,
and that's they've good. All been really fucking good.
How many fucking goals should Giroud have scored last week?
Yeah, he should have had like 4 headers off set pieces.
Jesus Christ! Or
yeah, it
was but crazy. It's hard for a donkey to score more than 1 goal a game.
That was like the most Giroud Pele game I've ever
it's
seen.
It's just ridiculous. It's like let me donk and punch. Did you see how vociferously he was punching the ground?
Yeah, I know.
Yep.
It's like yeah, you fucking suck.
Punch the ground harder. You know you should have made that.
So what do you think, Nate,
about... He scored against Germany in that weird game.
Yeah. A little too soon game.
Yeah, it was a little too soon.
Yeah.
He can only score against Neuer, I guess.
Nice.
He has like 2 goals against Bayern.
That's such an Arsenal fan thing to say. Yeah. Yeah, sorry, he only scores versus Neuer.
So what do you think, Nate, about downgrading Alexis to Ozil if you're looking for funds for Kun Aguero?
I think that's the only situation it makes sense in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because at least you're getting Aguero. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I think it's still worth it to hold on to Sanchez.
Yeah, just hold him blindly and just live through the blanks.
Yeah, I think he'll get... It's been, 3 weeks of blanks now?
4.
Yeah. Three.
3, yeah. Yeah. Feels like it's been an eternity.
Soon. Oh, it feels like 10.
It makes me upset.
God. Yeah, I mean, I don't know that he's going to do anything this week. Against West Brom.
Well, of course you don't, but I wish you knew, because then we would bet on it.
But you're going to, I mean, he's going to come back from Chile and just be straight in the team, no question.
Of course, like, yeah.
Is it going to just be an annoying game against Pulis, like at home? Because Pulis has been so bad at home this year. I feel like Arsenal could get a lot of goals this game.
Yeah, West Brom's not.
Really?
They've been letting up three at home regularly.
Yeah, they're just getting, like, completely fucking dominated.
Because he's trying to, like, not play for a 0-0 at home, and then it's just they get destroyed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. All right, next topic.
That's the truth.
Next topic on the matter. Let's look at Mahrez and Vardy, I think.
Mahrez and Vardy, yeah. I mean, wow, Mahrez. He's the man that I loved in preseason. He's the boy. He's the golden boy. He's fucking so good. God damn it. I can't believe we got rid of him.
I don't even mind not having him. It's just extra excitement. It's like every Leicester game, just looking at the number to see if it turns from 0 to 1. Like, did Mahrez score tomorrow? He doesn't score. I'm like, fuck yes.
Scores, I'm like, fuck. Sub him off.
Yeah, it's just, that's it. It's every time Leicester's playing, I'm just on tenterhooks and I just want to kill everything. But when he blanks, like this week, and he had 2 points, I'm just even though like Mane got 2 points, like it means nothing. Like I don't gain anything. Yeah. It's horrible. Like that's
you're just over the moon.
I just feel so vindicated when Mahrez blanks. But the fixtures are tough after the Newcastle game. They have United, Chelsea, Everton, Liverpool, City, Spurs, like everything.
They have everyone. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's going to stop them from scoring in the sense that Arsenal completely fucking dominated them and that's the only top team they play, but they still scored 2 goals.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really, really worried. Like, if I know, and we keep referencing Ranieri's statements on when he dropped Mahrez, he was like, yeah, I want him to be more solid. Like, how many of these games are they just going to get fucking plowed in? Until he drops Mahrez to get more solid. That's what I'm wondering.
I mean, I just wish they played Norwich next week.
Yeah, so then he's just an auto-drop.
It's auto-drop. It's like, it's Norwich, so can't play Mahrez.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really worried. I'm worried about both of them, to be honest, because like, I don't think they have that much quality. And
no, they don't at all. Like, I feel like it's been their sheer will. To be this far.
Absolutely.
And at this place in the table, like, it's
will and fixtures.
Yeah, and I mean, this run is so bad that I'm feeling like it's just time to completely abandon and jump ship.
Yeah, I think so too. And like for someone like Nate's team, like he has Kane, Lukaku, Vardy. I think like Vardy's the obvious guy that you're gonna try and turn into Aguero.
Yeah, it's just that much tougher because of the funds. But yeah,
no,
I agree.
Harder, way harder, but
yeah.
I mean, that's
I'm waiting for him to just go, just just be done.
Yeah, I mean, and yeah, after the Newcastle game, it's like it looks like it could be a tough run for them. So that might be the time to cash in.
Yeah, do you think he's going to score again?
Newcastle, for sure.
Yeah, he'll probably score.
I mean, you can find a Newcastle.
He'll make 10.
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, worst case, they'll draw a pen, and then Mahrez will forget to give him the ball and then remember when he gets booed.
Yeah, it'll be simple.
One thing I didn't realize about the Ruud van Nistelrooy record is that it was over 2 seasons.
Oh, that's fucking bullshit, then.
Yeah, that doesn't
count. Was the end, yeah. It was between 2002-03 and 2003-04.
Oh, that's fucking horseshit.
Okay, so
Vardy's already beat his record, basically.
Yeah, I just read that today, and I was like, oh, that's bullshit. So Ruud van Nistelrooy. That's not one season. That's not consecutive.
Yeah.
So he has no record. Vardy has a record.
When you look at Vardy's game log, it's, like, actually hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a one. There's a one in a column that you want to see a one in everywhere.
Yeah, it's almost like goals scored just means, like, game started.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, yeah, I played, so games I got started.
Yeah, he played this game. Okay, good.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah, I'm worried about him.
But getting rid of Vardy, that's the thing, is like we were talking about getting rid of Mahrez, and that was clearly fucked because he had double-digit hole and then one blank like a couple weeks ago. But getting rid of Vardy, like when you get rid of the players that are owned by 99% and then they start blanking, and that's how you hook.
Yeah, that's huge. That's huge.
So what else, anything else about last week was really weird because there were not a lot of goals scored and there were clean sheets from kind of like unusual-ish sides.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the good things we brought up on last pod is that defense in the slow, weird, bad weeks is what's going to keep you afloat. And, like, we pretty much nailed it on, like, the heavy-hitting defenses that kept cleans. Like, you have City, and we both have Bertrand, and I have double United, and, like, I had a fucking shit-ass week. Like, no one fucking scored on my whole team, basically, but I just got, like, so many clean sheet points that I was able to stay afloat in a weird week.
Yeah, I mean, the clean sheets are huge. And that United clean for you is so big.
Oh, my God. Needed it.
I was also just, like, Bertrand getting no bonus points was just... That was a problem for my mental health that day.
Pretty much every day you need to go on a walk after the games, am I wrong?
Yeah, basically. I mean, nothing. I'm never going to be satisfied, but it's like...
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah.
When you're looking at, like, drawing a pen in a 1-0 as a defender and then getting no bonus points, like, because you got a yellow card, like, I don't know. But, like, if you drew the pen and you have an assist, like, that should be at least one bonus point, right?
Yeah, and then if you're a defender with a clean sheet, it should be at least 2 bonus points.
Yeah, and like Everett, like Van Dijk got 2, and Font, and whoever the fuck else.
Yeah, Yoshida got 3. Yeah. He fucking bonuses when he wants.
It's just because they're just like, because he's Japanese.
Yeah, I don't know. He's just a friendly nation.
But he had, like, you have an assist. Like, you get an assist and a clean, like, okay, you got a yellow card, but like, you got a fucking assist and a 1-0, like, and the clean. Like, you should get bonus points.
Yep.
A lot of times yellow cards are good plays also.
That's true. Little tactical tits.
Yeah. They're like, oh yeah. Stopped like a super dangerous counterattack late in the game. Mm-hmm. Like, why not?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's
how's that a bad
way
thing?
Too heavily weighted against yellows, which
everyone gets yellow cards. It's just
stupid. I mean, yellows can be bad, but it's pretty rare, honestly, that it's like you let up a goal because you got a yellow. You know, like, when does that happen? Like, you let up a free kick in dangerous territory and, like, Eriksen scores it. Like, fuck, sorry.
Like, if it's
my bad.
Yeah, if it's, like, a dumb yellow card, then it should be just -2. But, like, in general, like, it should just not count.
Like, yeah,
it shouldn't
it's pretty
count for
worthless.
Fantasy. I don't get why it counts.
Yeah, like, a keeper gets a yellow for, like, delay of game because he held the ball for, like, 10 seconds longer than he's supposed to, and then he doesn't get bonus.
That's part of the game. Like, we should be able to get Lee Cattermole if we want him.
No,
yeah, we fuck should. That. We should.
He's not good.
Should we go to Captain's Cleans?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's move on here.
All right, what are we looking at? We'll start with Cleans this week, huh?
Oh, my God. Okay. That's crazy.
United.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Always a shout.
They Chelsea
can
home
keep
Norwich.
5 in a row, yeah. Chelsea, did you say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, I mean, they have to be a shout, but Jesus.
I like it.
Yeah.
I'd be happy with a little Aspil start this week, I think. Everton, home, Villa, you'd think so, but you never
know.
You never know.
The guard bounce.
Yeah. The nil-nil bounce, but he could get another one.
He seems good so far.
I mean, they looked, like, energetic.
At least defensively, they're better, too.
But yeah, everything I read about guard was that he was open manager.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean,
they looked solid. They still got fucking dominated and were lucky to get a 0-0, though.
They lost Amavi for the year.
Yeah, that hurts.
Oh, yeah.
So they're going to be looking at Kieran Richardson as their left back of the future, which is not good for them.
Too bad they don't have Vali Sissoko anymore.
Too bad. Wait, he's like on Porto, right?
He's like somewhere good.
He's so good. I love him.
He's definitely starting for Porto.
He's definitely the best player on Porto. He dives when he wants.
Yeah, imagine he just goes for like 50 million next year to Monaco or something. Like classic Porto
definitely.
Player.
Definitely.
That'd be the best thing ever. Who else?
Soton,
Southampton.
Stoke?
Yeah. I don't know. Stoke's starting to look good. Like, I don't know if that's a clean there.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't really trust that.
No, I don't either. Swansea, Bournemouth.
That's iffy.
Arsenal, easy clean.
Arsenal, that's a great shout.
I want to just transfer Monreal. Now. I was also, Nate, producer, I was looking hard at Mertesacker because he's a little cheaper.
I thought you hated him.
I fucking hate him. I think he's terrible. I think he's garbage. But, like, he's 5'3", and I can maybe sneak him in somehow.
He's not expensive.
No, he's not. Yeah. He's just the cheapest option.
Oh, because he's cheap, yeah.
Is he going to be playing regularly over Gabriel, do you think, from here on in?
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely?
Dolphinally.
Dolphinally. Fuck. All right. So maybe Pear is coming into Adam's team.
Yeah, why not?
We're going to talk Koscielny's about... Koscielny's, like, clearly the best choice.
Oh, well, yeah. But I can't afford fucking six. Yeah, that's too much. Okay. Yeah. City, Liverpool. Ooh, that's going to be a great game.
I know. I'm really excited and nervous. Yeah.
Oh, Palace is on
Silva and Kuhn to be back, maybe. A little revenge game for them, maybe.
This for that game?
Yeah.
Is Silva going to be back?
I think so. That's what the news was like as of like a week ago. It was like they're supposed to both be back. But.
Yeah, but they'll probably play like fucking 20 minutes off the bench.
Yeah. Who knows? Well, is Boney fit, though?
I don't know. We don't know.
Or are they just going to start... Yeah,
well,
I
Cote d'Ivoire, they sent him home, so he wasn't fit for internationals, but we don't know yet until Pellegrini's press conference, I guess.
Yeah. What else?
That's going to be like a 3-2.
I don't like the last two games, Spurs-West Ham, Palace-Sunderland.
Yeah, me neither. So, yeah.
I think Spurs-West Ham should be a good game, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Know. No,
I feel like
good
it's
going to
be shit, though, because West Ham's no just clean. No Paille, like they're going to be bad again.
Yeah, they're going to be kind of like a little bit worse, which will make it more interesting.
That's the only game on
Sunday. Spurs are probably just going to kill them.
The only game on Sunday is that
game.
Oh,
God. That sucks.
Why the fuck do they schedule like
that? Every 1,000 game on Saturday and one game on Sunday. Spurs are going to fuck them up. That could be like a 4-0.
Yeah, I think they're going
to
kill them.
That could be embarrassing.
Yeah, that's a good way to get to captains because Kane is a great shout.
I mean, Sir Harry of Kane is by far the best captaincy option from where I'm sitting.
Yeah, that's a really, really good captaincy right there.
I mean, he's my captain. Co-captain, my kind of captain.
I wish I had him. What about Arsenal?
It's tough to figure them out when they're going to have to be against a park bus with 10 defenders. Like, who's going to score points? Are they going to put a few in? Like, they could just go
on. I mean,
nobody
really has Giroud, right?
No, I don't think anyone has him.
Because I feel like he's the guy that's going to score.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Ozil's the guy that's going to assist him and get max
it's
going to
be Ozil and Giroud.
Hopefully Alexis doesn't blank again.
Is Cazorla still sick? No.
Yeah.
He actually scored for Spain.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, sorry, guys, I'm ill.
Mm-hmm.
He was apparently actually really sick.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure.
He was like 30%.
I'm sure he didn't just give up.
No, he was just like, I can't fucking... And it's Spurs, so it just had all these crazy, like, 20-year-olds running around him.
Yeah, he's just tripping balls.
Yeah, just, like, couldn't see shit. Just, like, white blurs.
It looked that way. Leicester, I mean, people were in a captain, Mahrez and Vardy.
Yeah, I mean, Vardy is a perfectly good option.
I'll probably captain Vardy. I don't have Kane.
Yeah. What about Lukaku?
Definitely.
Do you have him, Tito?
What?
Don't you have him?
I have him, too. I don't know. I could do. Yeah. I'm a little scared they just nil-nil fucking City.
Yeah, and it's Lukaku. Whenever you captain him, it doesn't end up well.
Yeah, I'm just, like, still really scared about Everton, and maybe I just need to, like, wake up. I don't know.
I was on FFS the other day, and I was just, like, I had this thought process about Lukaku, and, like, people are, like, saying, like, yeah, he's a good captaincy option, and I'm still thinking about last year when he was never a good captaincy option, but it's, like, is it time to just stop thinking about that and, like, leave the past in the past? Because he's been very consistent and very good this year.
He's been incredible this
year. And they've been good against the bad teams. And, like, last year, remember when he was, like, everyone got him in around Christmas when they had a good fixed run, and he just went on, like, six blanks in a row against shit teams.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
But, but now he's just been donging. It's like, he's good. I don't know. He's a perfectly good captaincy shout, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd probably captain him over Vardy now that I think about it. Just home.
They've been scoring a lot, too.
They've been scoring a fucking lot. Yeah.
But a lot of, like, three-goal games.
Yeah. But at the same time, Vardy is he's on the record.
Yeah, he has a little knock, though. And I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll flip-flop between them, too. Who else do you guys like?
Southampton, home to Stoke. Like,
it's not great.
It's not great.
I don't like it.
I think that might be it.
Yeah, I mean, that's... Nothing else feels good.
Yeah, it's really like Lukaku or Vardy or Mahrez or Kane.
Yeah.
This week hopefully is a little more exciting than last week, though. Last week was a little low scoring.
Yeah, it's always good, though. I'm so excited to have it back.
Yeah, I mean, thank God it's back last week.
Yeah, fucking lonely ass weekend. Just nothing to
Everything was terrible. It's like every day I go to sleep on the weekend when there's international break, I'm just like, God, I can't wait for it to be tomorrow because it's one more day closer to next weekend. It sucks because it's like another week of work, so you fucking want to die.
Yeah, it's very far. All right, well, I think we're going to move on and say our goodbyes to producer Nate, special guest this week.
Thanks for having me, dude.
Thanks for hopping on.
Thanks for the Arsenal insight.
Yeah, insider knowledge right there.
Love you, bro.
Anytime.
Bye.
All right, brother. See you soon.
Good night.
Night.
All right, Tata, do you want to go on yours or mine first?
Let's go on yours.
Okay. So I had a really good week.
Mm-hmm.
I got 66 points. I rose up. I'm 17,000 range.
Fuck yeah.
Like you said on the pod, I was really buoyed by my defense. I had Kolarov 7, Janmaat 5, Bertrand 8. It was really good. Morris had me 3, but I captaincy failed with De Bruyne, which was very frustrating since every single one of my fucking forwards got 8 or more. but I didn't even consider captaining any of them.
Yeah.
Which is a disaster. But
there with you.
Yeah, but I mean, 66 points, just can't complain. Like, had a really good green, and everything's looking good right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I have 1 free, and I have 0.2 in the bank, so I'm either going to be saving, or the mad mental crazy thing I'm thinking about doing is downgrading Mane and upgrading Prodl.
Why?
I'm starting to get very concerned with Clichy back that I have Kolarov and I don't have very good coverage.
I mean, you have Evans. They have a bad fixture.
Yeah, they have a bad fixture. But, like, that's one thing. And then also another thing is just, like, why am I spending 7-9 on Mane when I could be starting Wanyama instead of him and getting the same amount of points every week? That's frustrating.
Well, I was looking at Wanyama's stats earlier today because I was like, can I just start him one game as, like, a replacement? He has one shot all season and one touch in the box all season.
I mean, he fucking scored like 5 goals last year, didn't he?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. They just don't let him anymore.
Yeah, they're like, Victor, just stop.
Just get yellow cards. All we want from you.
But yeah, I was thinking like something like a Mane to Tadic and Prodl to Rojo for a hit. Like, it's crazy and it wouldn't be smart, but...
Yeah, I mean, I hate it.
But... I hate it. But I'm just like, I hate looking at Mane.
Because
it's like I had you at the beginning and I captained you for game week 1 and I'm still not over that.
Yeah.
And now it's just like every week I watch you and you just don't score and it sucks.
Yeah. I mean, he only has 2 blanks in a row. It's weird how like international break really amplifies everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, we Alexis feels like 10 weeks of blanking. Mane feels like fucking a million, and it's only been two.
Yep. No, I completely understand.
Yeah, you definitely shouldn't do that, but...
No, I shouldn't. But, like, then at the same time, it's fun to talk about. Like, with Prodl, I don't have anything in the bank. I have to get rid of him. I have to get somebody who plays for, like, the fixture pileup in December, but it's far away. But when Kolarov, you know Kolarov is just going to get fucking benched randomly in the next couple game weeks. It's 100% going to happen. So, like, if I don't have, like, a good five stable of defenders, then I'm going to be... It's going to be short end of the stick.
Yep.
That's so fair. I'm nervous.
Yep. That's fair. Your team's looking good, though.
Yeah. No, other than that, I'm fine. I mean...
God, your team and Nate's team are just so much better than mine. Fucking A.
Mitrovic.
Yeah, you guys both have Kane, and I have Mitrovic.
Yeah, that's the difference.
That's good. So
let's talk about your team. What are you doing?
I had another red arrow. It's like my fucking 50th in a row. The only good thing I did was take a hit and get in Smalling and Lukaku, which was really good.
Yeah, that was a really good hit.
I mean, that like saved my week from just being the biggest red arrow of all time. It's funny because I have four red arrows in a row, but I've only gone down 50,000 places and I'm still 83K.
So it's like still good.
Yeah, like four in a row, you expect to be like worse than 83K, you know?
Yeah.
So like, I'm not going down that much. I'm just like consistently a little below where I need to be, which is
yeah. But I'm so frustrated because you started so hot and like
I started so hot. My wild card fucked me. My team got actually worse after wild card. It was two template. Piatt's dead now. Fucking. Phil Jones didn't play. Jags got injured. Cameron got injured. It was just all fucked.
Yeah, those were all bad things.
And like, if those injuries didn't happen, I would have already dealt with Mitrovic, maybe. Yeah. And Piatt would be, like, an instant transfer out. But since my team's a little shaky, then I have to be cautious, and it sucks.
Yeah. But it's
just... But, yeah, so I have Bellerin, who, according to Nate, there's no chance of playing. So that's very concerning. And I still have Piatt, so I need to deal with him, too. So, like, someone like Mitrovic is, like, last on my... to do's, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. That as it should be.
Yeah, so Pyatt's the one that absolutely has to go. I have 1.3 in the bank, but I only have one free transfer, so I got to figure out where I want to go with Pyatt and think more long-term how I'm going to turn someone, Mitrovic or Vardy or something, into Aguero. What I'm debating is, like, should I take a hit right now and get rid of Bellerin also? Because I have Moreno at City and I have Jeff Cameron at Southampton.
Yeah, I mean, you're just going to be looking at like a 1 or a 2-pointer there from that spot.
Which is just a nightmare. Yeah, like I thought Bellerin back in training today was good. And
yeah, I'm play, surprised by Nick's. I thought he was like going to be back for sure.
Yeah, I thought he was good to go, honestly. Yeah. But so I'll have to... probably make a Piatt move tonight, right after the pod, and then...
But there's no hurry to do the Piatt move, is there? Like,
he's already dropped point two. He dropped tonight.
He already dropped tonight. So, but he's not going to fucking drop tomorrow. Like, you could think about it.
Yeah, okay. So I have one day to make a Piatt move. What?
Who are you looking at for a Piatt replacement?
I mean, that's the thing. It's so hard, like you said earlier in the What the Fuck Happened, because, like, do I go a little bit punty for a cheap guy in anticipation of spending my funds to get Aguero, or do I just go with, like, the best available guy because, you know, I want points? Like, so basically, am I going, like, Coutinho, Ozil, or am I going, like,
what if you got Eriksen and captained him?
What?
What if you went Eriksen and captained him?
I don't think I'd captain him anyway. I'd way rather captain Lukaku.
Okay.
Yeah, so like I could go Coutinho, Ozil, Eriksen, like the 8 to 9 range, because I have 1.3 in the bank. Or I could go one step down, which would be like Wijnaldum, Mahrez, or I could go a little bit punty.
You
can't
get fucking Wijnaldum. You have Mitrovic. That'd be crazy.
I know, but... I'm just talking out loud, and I could go Mahrez, even though I don't want to, and I don't trust him in this run. Or I could go a little bit punty and go like fucking Zaha, Lingard, Lanzini, Ibe, like something fucking mental, because that's more fun, honestly.
That would be crazy, though.
Yeah, but crazy's kind of fun, and I'm kind of crazy.
No, crazy's always fun, but...
Yeah, it's unwise.
You don't want to tank when you also... That's the thing, is like, from whenever I'm looking at my team, like, I always think of my fourth midfield spot as like the crazy mental spot. That I can punt on whoever the fuck, because the other six attackers of my front seven are, like, good.
Yeah.
But, like, when you have, like, Mitrovic, like, that's your spot. Like, you have to solidify. Yeah.
And I have Barkley, too. Yeah. I'm not happy about Barkley. Yeah.
You need to solidify the other spots before you go insane and do something crazy like that.
Yeah, it's a fact.
Yeah, it's tough, dude. I mean, Ozil is just safe to me. Like, they're scoring. Like, he's in and around the points.
I know. And they have great fixtures coming up. That's probably the smartest move I can make. Although I think Coutinho is, you know, he's just one step behind him, I think, in terms of, like, reliability. And they have good fixtures coming up, too. So
Yeah, he could be good.
But, yeah, I'll probably do one of those two, and I'll probably do it tonight. And then, I don't know, as we get closer, I'll just monitor Bellerin and... see if I need to take a hit there, and it's not pretty. It's definitely not pretty.
But that's the thing, is just taking hits isn't, like, the worst thing in the world.
I took a hit last week, and I came ahead.
Yeah, you came way ahead. So, yeah. I mean, the calculated hits, when they're going to pay themselves off that week, it just, you feel good, like, especially with defense.
There's just no way I can rely on Moreno or Cameron.
Exactly. So, I mean, if you're looking at getting probably a one-pointer from both of them, because they will probably let up two goals.
Yeah.
Take a hit. Get someone who has a shot at a clean. If they don't, then it's like a -3, because they'll probably get 2 points instead of one. But if they do get a clean, then you're even on the hit, and your team is better in the long run. Like, those are the kinds of things that make your team... moving forward, just better, quicker.
Yep, totally. So it's probably recommended.
I mean, I might do the same, so we'll see. Who knows what happens on Friday night?
Yeah, that's when shit gets a little wonky.
It's just, we start texting each other things.
That's the state of my tit. That's where we're at.
State of the tit. So what do you think, Nate? First.
Yeah, Nate. Third. He was good. He actually just texted me. Let me see what he said. I'm really curious. He said, God, I hate my voice. I sound like a giddy fucking 18-year-old. He was so nervous, dude. But he's fine, dude. His voice sounds way, like, cooler, I think.
Yeah, like, what does he think we sound like? Like, we're just ridiculous nasal American
folk. We're, like, squawky, like, nasal little fucking Yank he chaps.
He sounds like a man. I sound like a fucking...
Yeah, he's a man. He has a full beard. He's let's go.
All right.
I think he was good. I think he was a little nervous, and he was good,
It was really weird to have someone else on the pod.
It was really weird.
Like, I was bugging.
Yeah, it was like, I felt like I had to address him, or he would never speak.
Yeah, and he didn't speak for a long time, but
he was good. It'll be good. He'll get more comfortable. He'll feature maybe late in the season also. But we might do some more special guests. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, we have some special guests lined up. We'll see.
Yeah, we have some people.
Yeah, we'll see if we can get it going. We'll re-listen. And give us your feedback on Twitter and shit.
Yeah, give us the feedback. Yeah, we want to know. I mean, producer Nate's a legend. He works his ass off behind the scenes to get you guys the pod that you love, you know, so.
Yeah. All right, so that's it. Follow us on iTunes, Twitter, SoundCloud, everything. Mm-hmm. Email us fmlfpl@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Join our league. That's it.
Yeah, you can find the league info like in the Twitter bio or in the episode description. And cheers.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.